For our scripture reading, instead of reading Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 25, which I read already for our call to worship, the two verses, verses 24 and 25, we will read Isaiah instead. Isaiah 58, verses 13 and 14. Isaiah 58, verses 13 and 14. After which, we will also read Psalm 92, the first four verses. So, first of all, let's read Isaiah 58, verses 13 and 14. If you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways or seeking your own pleasure or talking idly, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And then Psalm 92, the first four verses. If you notice, this psalm is a song for the Sabbath. Do you see that? A song for the Sabbath. And here you see the pattern of worshiping God on the Sabbath day twice, in the morning and in the evening. So let's hear the words of the psalmist. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love when? In the morning. And your faithfulness when? By night. And we follow that pattern even here in our church. Thus, we have two worship services on the Sabbath day. May the Lord bless the reading of His holy word. We, as a congregation, belong to the Federation of the United Reformed Churches in North America. And to maintain good order, our federation has what we call church order. Now, this church order is not infallible or inspired like the Bible. However, this church order is an important document for preserving unity and maintaining good order in our federation. Now, in our church order, Article 37, we read, the consistory shall call the congregation together for corporate worship twice on each Lord's Day. Let me repeat that. The consistory shall call the congregation together for corporate worship twice on each Lord's Day. Now, keep in mind that our church order is essentially the church order of Dort, adopted by the Great Synod of Dort in 1618-1619, almost 400 years ago. And so historically, for 400 years now, it has been a normal practice of Reformed churches to worship twice on Sunday. Sadly, many Reformed churches today have dropped evening service. Many churches today have only one worship service on Sunday. The second service is gone or replaced by an alternative or another activity. And people who are content with worshiping once on Sunday would often say, why do we have to worship God twice on Sunday? Once is enough. After all, show me in the Bible where it says, you shall worship God twice on Sunday. Then I will consider attending the second service. Well, this is the question that I will seek to answer in this message with God's help. Why worship twice on the Lord's Day? Now, before I get to my main point here, in dealing with this question, we need to be honest and acknowledge that the Bible does not explicitly command us to worship twice on Sunday. There is no clear or specific command in the Bible that says, you shall worship God twice on Sunday. If there is, then wonderful. I probably don't need to give a message on this subject. But there is none. You cannot find a command in the Bible that says explicitly, you shall worship God twice on Sunday. However, and listen now please, the principles embedded in the teachings of the Bible regarding Sabbath keeping favor the practice of worshiping God twice on the Lord's Day. And so we can say that our practice of worshiping God twice on Sunday is derived from the Scriptures by good and necessary consequence. And so for us to really answer that question, why worship God twice on Sunday, we need to really understand the nature of the Sabbath day. In other words, if you came to me and said, why worship God? Why do I need to worship this invisible God, the God that I don't see? Well, I will say to you, well, you need to know who God is. Because you cannot really worship God properly unless you know Him. And the same is true. You cannot have a proper treatment of the Sabbath day unless you know what the Sabbath day is. And so let's find out from God's Word the teachings concerning the Sabbath day. And what I'm going to do in this message is use Isaiah 58 verses 13 and 14. I have 4 points in this message. So what is the Sabbath day or Lord's Day? First, the Sabbath day is God's day. Second, the Sabbath day is a holy day. Third, the Sabbath day is a happy day. And finally, the Sabbath day is an honorable day. So let's consider my first point. The Sabbath day is God's day. Look at Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13. If you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, and by the way, in this context, when you say Sabbath, it is a day of rest. And so we read here, if you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day. Now take note what God says here. This Sabbath day is my holy day. It is my day. It is not your day. And that is very fundamental. We have to realize that the Sabbath day is not our day, but God's day. Interestingly, when you come to the New Testament, you read in Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, and this is where John the Beloved refers to the New Testament Sabbath as Lord's Day. He says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet. Now, Lord's Day is the first day of the week in honor of the Lord Jesus Christ's resurrection on that day. Now, yes, the Sabbath day has changed from Saturday to Sunday, from the last day of the week to the first day of the week. In the Old Testament, it is Saturday, the last day of the week. In the New Testament, it is now Sunday, the first day of the week. There is that change. However, the owner of that day has remained the same. God owned the Sabbath day in the Old Testament. This is my day. He also owns the same Sabbath day in the New Testament. That's why John the Beloved calls it the Lord's Day, not our day, because that day belongs to the Lord. And this is very important for us to remember, because sometimes we think that Sunday is our day. No, if you may, you can say Sunday is Son's day, the day of the Son of God. It belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is on this day that He rose from the dead. And on that basis, God says to His covenant people, because the Sabbath is my day, He says to them, do not turn back your foot from, or if you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day. In other words, what God is saying to His covenant people is this: I don't want you to do your pleasure on my day, because this day belongs to me. And we know the context here. The covenant people are doing their business on the Sabbath. They use the Sabbath day for their own financial advantage. They even travel for their own pleasure on the Sabbath. That's why God says, if you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, or literally, don't step on this day with a foot occupied with its everyday work. Don't make unnecessary journey on the Lord's day. Use that day to worship me, because that day belongs to me. You see, if we spend the Sabbath day for our own pleasure, we rob God of His own pleasure. Not to worship God on Sunday is a form of stealing, because that day belongs to God. You don't want to use it for your own pleasure. A Chinese preacher, speaking of robbing God, used this illustration. It came to pass that a man went to market with a string of 7 coins. Seeing a beggar who asked for alms, he gave the poor man 6 of the coins and kept 1 for himself. The beggar, instead of being thankful, followed the good man and stole the 7th coin also. Oh, what an abominable wretch. Yes, and would you, to whom God has given 6 days, steal the 7th also? Unfortunately, many people are stealing that day, which belongs to God. Or if not, we say, Lord, okay, how about this? I have an idea. How about the first half of this day, I will give it to you. I will worship you in the morning, but the second half of this day, it should belong to me now. I can do whatever I want to do. I can go to the beach. I can go to the mall. I can do whatever I want according to my own pleasure. 50-50, oh God. I think that's a good deal. You don't want me, God, to worship you twice on Sunday or spend the whole day for you? That's not fair, oh God. 50-50. I go to church in the morning. I've done what I needed to do. I think, in my opinion, I worship you. Then let me do what I want to do. No. It doesn't work that way. God does not say that this Sabbath, the first half belongs to me and the second half belongs to you. This is my day. In other words, the whole day of the Sabbath day must be devoted to the Lord, to worship Him. Secondly, so what is the Sabbath day? Well, the Sabbath day is God's day. Secondly, the Sabbath day is a holy day, a holy day. Now, note again what God says in verse 13. If you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and then, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord. So the Sabbath day, the Lord's day, is a holy day. Now you might ask, in what sense is God's Sabbath day holy? Good question. Well, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 3, we read, so God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. God made the Sabbath day holy. You did not make it. God did it. In King James, it reads, God sanctified it. God sanctified the Sabbath day. Well, what does it mean? Well, it means God set it apart from other days. He set it apart from the rest of the days of the week. And therefore, the Sabbath is special and sacred to God. It is not just an ordinary day. Let me illustrate my point here. If you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are holy. You are a saint. That's what we read in the epistles of Paul. You ask, in what sense am I a saint? Or in what sense I am holy? Well, we know what God did to us in the gospel. God separated us from other people, and He called us His people. You are now special. God treats you differently. He does not treat you like the unbelievers, like the Gentiles. No, He treats you like His people, because you are His people. He treats you as His people. Better yet to say, you are special to God. You are peculiar. That's what Peter says. We are a peculiar people, set apart, sanctified by God, separated from this world. Now imagine if one day God came to you and said to you, from now on, I'm not going to treat you special. I'm not going to treat you a peculiar person. I will just treat you just like any other people in this world. What would you feel? You would be sad. You would say, Lord, wait a minute. Why are you not treating me special or peculiar anymore? Am I not your child? Have you not separated me from the world? I am not a Gentile. I am not a pagan. I am your child, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Well, let's ask that same question. What do you think God would feel if you don't regard His day special? That's why the Bible says, one of the commandments says in Exodus 20, verse 10, remember the Sabbath day to what? To keep it holy. Keep it sacred. Keep it peculiar. Because God made it so. And how sad it is when we don't keep the Sabbath day holy. When we regard it as or just like any other days of the week. It is special. Let's remember that. Matthew Henry says, on Sabbath days, we must not walk in our own ways. That is, not follow our callings, our own pleasures. Not find our own pleasure. That is, not follow our sports and recreations. In all we say and do, we must put a difference between this day and other days. We must put a difference between the Lord's day and other days. And that's what God is doing to us. He puts a difference between His people and the Gentiles, the pagans. And God says, do the same when you treat my day. Keep it holy. Maintain its sacredness. And so the question is this, are you putting a difference between the Lord's day and other days? Will the people around you be able to tell that you keep Sunday holy, that you keep it special or peculiar? Maybe when they ask you, why is it, you know, I never saw you mow your lawn on Sunday. Why is it so? How come that every Sunday morning around this time I see you really dressed nicely, and you go to church. Why do you do that? And praise God if they notice that. Because that means that we are keeping the Sabbath day holy. They are seeing the difference. That Sunday is different from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It is special. Because it is holy. You know what's going on right now in many churches is this. Yes, the first part of the Sabbath day, it's still special. But the other half, it's no longer special. It's no longer peculiar. Someone made this comment. Sunday evening worship in many churches today is a lot less formal than the morning service. Now you just have maybe a Bible study in the evening. Or you just want whatever you want. Yeah, you do whatever you want to do. So yes, the first half of the Sabbath day is still holy. They still keep it holy, but not the other half. Remember, the Sabbath day is God's day, not our day. And God says, keep it holy. The whole day, not just the half day, the whole day, keep it holy. Third, so what is the Sabbath day? Well, the Sabbath day is a happy day. It is a happy day. Look at our text again, verse 13, Isaiah 58. If you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and what? And call the Sabbath a delight. Or literally, proclaim to the Sabbath a delight. You know the point here is this. So you have 7 days in 1 week. So you look at Monday, yes, you enjoy Monday, you enjoy Tuesday, you enjoy Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Now God says, when you look at Sunday, you want to proclaim to it a delight. You are my joy. There is a personification here. The Lord's Day becomes a personified being in this way. That when you meet Sunday, when you wake up in the morning, it's Sunday. Sunday, you are my delight. It is a happy day, a delightful day. And so by implication, what God is telling us is this: do not regard the Sabbath day as a burden. Regard it as a blessing. After all, we read in Exodus 20 verse 1 that the Lord blessed the Sabbath day. He blessed it so that it would become a blessing to you and me. And how sad it is when we view the Sabbath day as a burden. And do you know one of the reasons for the death of the evening service? In many Reformed churches today, they start viewing it as a burden instead of a blessing. Well, why come? It's a lot of work, especially for a pastor, by the way. Oh, the pastor will have to prepare two messages. How many hours do you need to prepare for one? Well, probably 15 hours, sometimes 20 hours. It depends. If you want to deliver a well-studied, well-organized, well-researched message, you probably need 20 hours. So 20 hours, 20 hours, 40 hours already for two messages. And then you still have the liturgy. And then you have phone calls and counseling and meetings and unexpected events that week. And so they said, you know what, let's just have one service. It's not too much. Or why worship twice on Sunday? We have small kids. That's a lot of work. You drive 30 minutes and then 30 minutes back and forth, 1 hour, 2 hours for just for driving to get to church. It's a burden. I hope we don't view the Sabbath day that way. If you are now regarding the Sabbath day as a burden, something is wrong now with you. Maybe you've lost that first love that you once had for Jesus. Because the Sabbath day is meant to be a happy, delightful day. God says, when you look at the Sabbath day, proclaim to it, ah, delight. I find my joy in you because this is when I can worship God in a special way. Yes, you can worship God from Monday through Saturday. You can worship God. But on this day, you can worship God along with your fellow believers in Christ. This is the day where you meet God in a special way, in His Word, in the preaching of His Word. And we should be happy with that. Think about this. God gives us a one-day vacation to cease from doing our ordinary work so we can worship Him. And are we not happy for that gift? He blessed it, so it became a blessing to us. It is a gift from the Lord. Do we even thank God for the Sabbath day? When was the last time you said to God in your prayer, Lord, I thank you for the Lord's day. I thank you that I can worship you. You know, previously in my introduction, I said that those who were content with worshiping God once on Sunday would raise this question, why do I have to come to church twice on Sunday? And I think there is a problem already in that question. Why do I have to go to church twice on Sunday? In other words, I have to go. I have to go to church twice on Sunday. How about we change it? I get to go. I get to go. I get to experience another blessing. I can worship God not only in the morning but also in the evening. And so I ask you this question. Is the Lord's day to you a happy day? Do you call it a delight? Or maybe now it becomes a form of inconvenience for you. And finally, the Sabbath day is an honorable day. An honorable day. That means it is a day worthy of honor and high respect. Where did I get that idea? Well, in the same verse, verse 13. If you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holiday, and call the Sabbath a delight, and the holy day of the Lord, what? Honorable. God says, I want you to call this day honorable if you honor it. God wants us to honor this holy day. This is His day. Just as we honor our parents, honor your father and your mother. God is saying, as it were in this text, honor the Sabbath day. Don't just keep it holy, but I want you to honor it. It deserves high respect from you. You know what's sad today? Is that many churches today do not respect, do not honor the Lord's Day anymore. Well, it's not a surprise because many people today do not honor or respect their parents anyway. Now, how can we honor the Sabbath? Well, God says, let's continue. If you honor it, how? Well, first, not going your own ways. You can honor God by not going your own ways. In other words, God wants you to follow His ways on this day. Are we following His ways on the Lord's Day? Of course, there is what we call work of necessity. Jesus did that when, remember, in Matthew chapter 12, Jesus was walking through some wheat fields on a Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, so they began to pick heads of wheat and eat the grain. The point is, we need to take care of our bodies, even on Lord's Day. That's why we rest. Don't feel guilty to take a nap in the afternoon, so that when you come back for our evening service, you will be refreshed. That's work of necessity. Feed yourself. Prepare physically. After all, when you worship God, you use your body. When you listen to God's word, you use your ears. When you sing, you use your mouth, you use your tongue. So be prepared physically. There's what we call work of mercy and charity. Jesus healed on the Sabbath day. If you are a nurse or a doctor, you do that. That is fine. Or we have work of piety. You may not realize this, but pastors work on Sunday. That's why when I preach elsewhere, I really don't like it when they give the check to me on Sunday. Some churches would not give the check on Sunday. They would send it to you the following day or that week. Or they would say, please don't open it. Don't open it until maybe tomorrow. Things like that. Well, you understand what they want to do that. They want to show honor to the Sabbath day, even in that simple way. And then how else can we honor the Sabbath? God says, by not seeking your own pleasure. By not seeking your own pleasure. So on this day, what we need to ask is this: how can I please God? How can I please God by singing, by listening to His word, by giving my offerings? You want to seek God's pleasure on His day, not your own pleasure. I read this entitled, How Do You Treat Sunday? And the person who wrote this short article said, do you rush, push, shout, and become generally unpleasant on Sunday mornings? Do you complain about church? Are you irregular in your attendance? Are you over-conscientious about matters that are not really important? Do you always criticize the pastor, the choir, the length of services, and the usher crew? Then don't be surprised if your children grow up to look at Sundays as the worst day of the week. Parents, be careful what we do on Sunday. Our children, they observe us, they watch us. If we don't honor the Lord's Day, don't expect your children to do the same. To honor it. And that's why there's the change in our generation. I'm afraid. It used to be before stores were closed. Now churches are closed on Sunday. Two services, that's a normal practice, a common practice among Reformed churches. Now it's down to one. And I think because our parents too, the parents did not set a good example. I'm not saying that we should blame our parents. You know what I mean. And then God adds, honor my day by not talking idly. Idly. In other words, don't engage in unnecessary conversation about the things that will not help you in your celebration of the Lord's Day. We are all guilty about this. Right after the service, what do we talk about? Our conversation revolves around what? Hunting, doing this and that, instead probably of the sermon, of God's goodness. I stand guilty. And I think if you're honest too, that's why we need a message like this. We need to honor, respect God's holiday. Why? Because it is honorable. And so as we observe the Sabbath day, let's ask ourselves the following questions. Are you doing it for your own pleasure or for God's pleasure? So in response to my question, why worship God twice on Sunday? I ask these questions. Okay, are you doing it for your own pleasure or for God's pleasure? When you go to the beach on Sunday, is that for your own pleasure or for God's pleasure? When you go to the mall, is that for your own pleasure or for God's pleasure? When you do sports on Sunday, when you watch, what is that ball again? Super Bowl on Sunday. Do you do it for your own pleasure or for God's pleasure? Come on. Can you say that, no, I'm doing this, I'm watching Super Bowl on Sunday, I'm skipping Sunday's evening service, this is really for God? Come on. Second question, is it a work of necessity? Do you really need to do it today? Could you have done it yesterday? Can it wait tomorrow without harming you and others? Is it a work of mercy? Is it a work of piety? Will it promote the purpose of Lord's Day? Why do we have the Lord's Day anyway? This is for the worship of God. Is this how you can best keep the Sabbath day holy? You know, there is a promise of blessing to those who honor the Sabbath day. Look at verse 14 and I will end with this. Let me read verse 13 so we see the context. If you turn back your food from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holiday and call the Sabbath a delight and the holiday of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways or seeking your own pleasure or talking idly, then, this is now God's promise of blessing. There is a blessing. Then you shall take delight in the Lord. I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. In other words, God will also honor you. If you honor Him, if you honor His day, His holy day, He will also honor you. you bless His holy day, He will also bless you. I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. And then the chapter ends with these words, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. This message is not my message. I simply went through our text. God says, I have spoken. Trust me. Trust me, I will do it. I will bless you. You want to test me? You want to try me? I will bless you if you honor my day. You may have heard of the name Eric Liddell, a runner who honored God. It is told of Eric Liddell, who won the 400 meters race at the Olympic Games in Paris, that when he found his race was to be run on the Lord's Day, he refused to compete. He said, I object to Sunday sports completely. And thus counted himself out. The sporting press of Europe derided him. He was gibed and criticized on all sides, even by the papers of his own country. But the stand taken by such a noted athlete had its effect, and the race was not run until later in the week. He says, I remember that when I was about to run in the finals, the trainer handed me a little note. I opened it and read the words, them that honor me will I honor. It was God's promise. He helped me and I won. The public that had condemned him changed its opinion and gave him great applause. Eric Liddell, he refused to run on Sunday because he wanted to honor the Lord's Day. As a result, God honored him. God blessed him. Of course, I'm not suggesting that we keep the Sabbath day holy for us to be blessed, for us to get a blessing from God. But that is a given reality. There is a blessing for those who keep the Sabbath day holy. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you so much for reminding us that the Lord's day is the Son's day. That the Lord's day is a happy day, a holy day, an honorable day. Oh Lord, we thank you so much indeed for this gift of the Sabbath day, a day where we can worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, forgive us for not keeping it holy, for not honoring it, for seeking our own pleasures on this Lord's Day. And we thank you that there is always forgiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all our iniquities. Lord, help us indeed to respect you by honoring your most or your holy day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.